All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Episode 291 of the Real Life Podcast, presented to you by the HGA Group, the next generation of business services. As we laid out on the previous podcast, they can do almost anything to help take your business to the next level. The HGA Group, Tyler Rumchuk, Chalmers, who has an echo in his truck right now. Jay is here. Oh, that's going to throw me off. Wanye is here, and so is Bagged Milk. I have something to run past you guys. I hope this doesn't get me in trouble. But yesterday, I was driving around Edmonton, went for a little drive to meet up with sales guy Jared, and I pulled up to Little Brick because I was like, oh, I'll go say hi to Jay. I haven't seen him in a while. He wasn't there. And then while I was talking to sales guy Jared, I said, hey, do you think anyone would be over at that new building? Because I've never seen it, and I want to check it out. And he was like, yeah, I bet you someone's there. So I texted Wanye and I was like, hey, are you there? No one responded to me for like 25 minutes, which is whatever. That's fine. So I went to the new building anyways, and I looked and I said, I'd love to go walk around inside, but no one was there. And then I saw the Shaw internet guy walking into the building, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just go in. So I broke in and I went on my own personal tour of the new building. Looks great, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right.
Good for you.
So we're calling the cops. That's trespassing.
What were your impressions? Detailed impressions.
Well, so sales guy Jared was walking around with me, for what it's worth. And we stood outside the door for like a solid 3 minutes. And we're like, if we just try walk in because the door's unlocked, like, will it set off an alarm? And he was like, ah, let's just go in. And I was like, no, I don't want to break any rules. I don't want to like get in shit and have alarms go off. And then the Shaw guy just like walked out. And we were like, oh, we're going to go in. And he was like, yeah, I don't care. Go in. It's not my building.
Perfect.
So yeah, it was really good. The bar looks fucking sweet, and the little DJ booth is cool, and like the black sort of tiling and the flooring, everything looks fucking absolutely unreal there. And then going up to the second level where the,
what about the little bakery? Did you see the bakery on the other side?
Yeah, we walked through the bakery and saw that too, and it all looks really cool. The office is what gets me excited. I'm excited to be in there, and everyone's all working out the podcast studio. It all gets me going. I'm fired up. It looks beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, the studio's gangster. Could you tell which room it's going to be?
I could tell which room it's going to be because you mentioned it's going to have like a little on-air light. And I'm assuming it was the room with the on-air, with the spot for a light on top of the door.
Exactly. Yeah. So, next to the giant furnace. And our worry today, because we're worrying about everything. We're at the worrying stage of the project where you're like, oh no, everything. What if the giant furnace next to the room kicks in and is like super loud in all of our podcasts?
That was actually my first thought too. When I saw the room, I was like, okay, looks like a good size. We can put a little desk in there. Like there should be room to have like a table with three or four people sitting around it. Like,
yeah,
none of that's an issue. And then I saw the furnace and I was like, ooh, probably going to want to like really noise proof that, but there's a vent that kind of goes like up towards the roof area of it too. Is there not? Like,
I don't know, man. Fuck.
We got like, exposed ducting. Yeah.
You think of every contingency when you're designing something, and then like as you build it and it comes to life, real world shit starts to reveal itself, right?
Yeah,
we do have a light bulb that says on air. That was my main concern. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it'll all work out. Lots of
it'll be cool though, office man. Like there's Nation Gear racking in it, so like all the Nation Gear that we keep on hand, we can put it there. It looks pro. There's TVs everywhere, so that like it'll look like a newsroom. It's cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be dope. I'm excited for when it's finally finished. And again, for Dog Patch, the bar, and the Bread and Butter Bakery, for those who care, we're expecting what, middle of summer? You guys think it'll be open and operational?
Yeah, we're on there.
Yeah, and then the third floor has Airbnbs,
so you can rent an Airbnb and stay right on top of the Nation offices.
Yeah,
that's half the appeal right there.
Half the appeal right there. And you can just go down below and get yourself a nice little bakery good in the morning. Go do your business. And come then back, go to the bar, toddle upstairs and sleep it off.
And then watch us record podcasts live.
Yeah. Yeah. Drill a hole in the floor.
Yeah. The one suite's got access to the podcast. Yeah. Right above it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was number one on my list of topics.
Thanks for bringing it up. You're a good guy.
Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that I did indeed break into the building.
And I felt bad. You reached out, you texted me, and I'm like,
yeah.
I am at Little Brick most days of the week. Like it's almost automatic. I'm here 5 days a week, but I got my second dose of the vaccine on Tuesday, and Wednesday I was feeling it. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm saying. So
really, you felt the second one?
Yeah, I was just not as bad because I've got the cocktail in me, so I went the AZ, Pfizer cocktail.
Oh, Pfizer.
So I'm told people who got the double Pfizer, they said the first one was fine. The second one, they felt kicked in the stomach. I just felt really tired yesterday, like just like it wiped out. So I decided to work from home yesterday.
That's funny. I got mine yesterday at 1 o'clock. I also got the cocktail, the AZ, and then the Pfizer, and nothing. I feel fucking great. And like my arm hardly even hurts.
Oh, wow.
So I guess I'm just tougher than you.
Did you feel this to the first one, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was for 24 hours. So what happened was about 12 to 14 hours after my first shot, I got like a series for about 3 hours. I got really like a fever with chills.
Yeah.
And then that went away about 3 hours. It was in the middle of the night, so it wasn't too bad. But the next whole day, I just felt like I couldn't get my energy. Like I was so lethargic. And it was a nightmare. And it was almost like after a 4 day like weekend on a boys trip or something, when you come back and you just can't get your energy. Walking up the stairs makes you gasp for air. So that's how that first one felt. But this second one, I'm like, well, I'm 24 hours as of 15 minutes ago and I'm feeling fucking great.
Mazel tov.
Good job. I don't know where else we were going. We were talking about how I was downtown. I hadn't made the drive from the radio station to Little Brick in like 14 months. So I told Jared, I felt like a little like country boy in the city. I was like looking at all the buildings and all the construction. I'm like, there's so much going on. I haven't been downtown Edmonton in like a year. And I was enjoying it. I had a great time. But no one was there to greet me at Little Brick. So I was a little upset by that.
Well, I hope this summer we'll be in a position. I know Dog Patch will be open, but we can have a team get together.
Mm-hmm.
Taiwan like on, you know?
Like a soft opening of Dog Patch. We'll just get...
It's so weird to try and open a place up when you actually don't really want to promote it all that hard because you don't... I don't know. Are we going to be allowed to be open? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, everybody come here, but don't. But do, but don't. But wear a mask, but don't wear a mask and sit outside. I don't know what the fuck we're even telling people anymore.
Well, the good news is that we might even hit the 70% today. We're so close.
Yeah.
Plus, we're like at 21 or 22% on the double dose. So like we're hitting good numbers.
Here's my view of the thing. On Tuesday, when it was like 69.1%.
Nice.
I thought to myself, this, no matter what it is, I bet you we hit 70% for his Friday press conference. So at 3 o'clock, you can say, we did it. 3 o'clock on a Friday, what better time to do it? And sure as shit, every day it's gone up 3% or 3.3%. So it's at 69.7
today. Nice.
Meaning tomorrow, what do you think it's going to be, boys?
69.69.
Hey, nice. as a business owner or anybody who has to deal with a problem in their life, there's like one thing you got to know. Present the bad news on Friday. It's always easier for somebody to take. But this is, or good news or bad news. And I've always thought that this was like a little bit fabricated ever since I heard at the beginning of the week that this was 70%.
There we go. Tinfoil hat on. Let's go.
I think, hey, but why wouldn't you? If it was me, I'd do it. This guy needs some good press right now because he is not getting a lot.
Fair enough.
Hey, can I tell you guys something? An email I got today or yesterday?
No, we're doing
it. Is it about a
else.
Prince who's going to wire you money? Because I don't want to tell you how this is going to end.
No.
It ain't going to end good.
I got an email from a guy who is heavily involved in the Disc Golf Federation of Edmonton, the Edmonton Disc Golf Federation.
It's a federation
email?
Yeah. And he sent me an email and said that the president of Edmonton Disc Golf would like to take us out for our first round at Rundle. Not only would he like to, he is a huge Oilers fan. He knows the podcast.
Oh,
and
my God.
He can be an integral part in setting up a tournament.
This is amazing.
So we have no excuses now.
No.
That's amazing.
Chalmers, you'll be happy. So the Nation on Instagram the other day posted, if you could compare McDavid to any other athlete in the world, who would it be? I said, disc golf legend Ken Klimo.
I looked him up. That's an amazing reference.
Oh, I know, man. Guy owns
Ken
heart.
Klimo. That's sweet. I'd do that.
Disc golf. We got to do it now.
Are the courses open? Like, is everything?
Oh, yeah, they've been open.
Are they slinging, as they say in the biz?
Yeah,
are they slinging?
They're banging chains. Banging chains is what they call them. Kanye.
How good is Ken Klimo? His official nickname on Wikipedia is just the champ. He's Ken the Champ Klimo. Yeah.
They don't just hand that out. They don't just give that term out to people.
Why do I feel like he is just like the guy, the bowler, and if he when he bangs a chain, he looks and goes, "Who do you think you are? I am."
You know what? I have a feeling. I have a sneaking suspicion. If this catches fire, and we have a tournament, and the borders are open for a very, very nominal fee, we could have Ken Klimo do the opening drive of the disc golf tourney.
Wow.
Ceremonial first teacher.
How old is he? Ageless.
He's 53. Yeah.
Uncalculable.
Yeah. He's on the Champions League right now, just mopping the floor.
The Champions League.
The
you know
top,
how much tail that guy must run through?
Oh my God. Incalculable.
Top YouTube videos with Ken Klimo. Number one is Ken Klimo, the Jack Nicklaus of disc golf. And then number two is he did a series called In My Bag with 13-time disc golf world champion Ken Klimo. He won the PDGA Male Player of the Year in 1990, 92, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2002, and 2007. And now I really want to know who won it in 2001.
It was so political.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
Ben Klimo, his twin brother, who parts his hair the other way, he won that year.
Yeah, I mean, the disc golf thing has to get done eventually. We've been talking about it now, I feel like, for 6 months. I don't even remember how we're talking about a lot of things, but we need to execute on this one.
We've had a very valid excuse.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I can give a shout out, though. It's a very loyal Nation listener.
Yeah, what's his name?
Eric Moon. Eric Moon.
Oh, yeah, I know Eric Moon.
Did you know he's the commissioner of the disc golf?
He's not the commissioner.
Yeah, I don't think he's the commissioner.
He's very big into disc golf, and he knows the president.
Oh,
that's all you need to know. Inner circle.
Interesting. Right. Is it a political game, the disc golf stuff? I can only imagine.
Yeah. After a while, it almost has to be.
How can it not be? Yeah.
So one other thing that we've talked about for a while, and actually, no, I'm gonna give some love to Twig and Berries before I do this, because when we get out and we start playing disc golf, Twig and Berries is going to be our official clothing sponsor of it. I don't know. 100%. I'm gonna be rocking my nutsack underwear when I'm playing.
I'm disc wearing golf. Nutsacks right today. If you must know the truth,
you're gonna play just in your nutsacks.
Just in my nutsacks. Absolutely. It's the only way to do it. And if Jay just randomly waved at someone and then walked out of screen, free shipping on order, $75 or more in Canada, twigandberries.ca. You can also use the promo code NATION15. We've talked about this next idea for a while, and we have finally executed it. It was incredibly simple for me to do so as well. I could have done this a while ago. We teased it on Twitter, but we're going to talk about it now. We have an official Nation Real Life Podcast voicemail now. So you can go and you can leave us messages. We will play them on the podcast and respond to them.
If they're tasteful.
Well, yeah.
Like, come at us.
Good.
Come at us. Hit us with your rants. Hit us with your takes. Come and chirp us. Mainly focus on your M-Chuck.
It's Speaker's Corner.
Yeah.
If you have, like, an Oilers topic you want to talk about, a situation in your life that you want us to give a take on, anything like that, any sort of conflict.
Or a betting tip that can't miss, some insider information of some sort. Share that too.
Yep. Absolutely. So it's
10 drinks deep, just, and you want to talk to somebody, leave a message.
If you want to do this, I'm going to put the link in our Twitter bio and our Instagram bio, so it'll be very easy for you to find. Or it is speakpipe.com/reallifepod. Speakpipe.com/reallifepod. And whenever we get messages in the inbox, maybe I'll get a little sound too, like a little, I don't know, like a doorbell, like ding dong, like we have a visitor, then we'll play the call.
Let's pretend I just left a message, and let's see if we can respond to it in real time.
Ding dong.
Hey,
yeah,
guys,
sure. I thought you were actually going to go
do it. Major sponsor is Nutsack Underwear, and I'm just wondering what you guys think if Batman is wearing Nutsack Underwear when he's going down on Catwoman.
No, Chalmers, come on, man. No.
What the fuck?
That is a real controversy right now.
I know it is.
And we're not talking about it.
So that would come
through. That's
what's
going to be in the inbox. You're asking for this type of comment.
But then we wouldn't play it.
I'd listen.
So that's a perfect example of one that wouldn't make it to air. Yeah. Thank you.
Your M-Chuck, do you have to listen to all these ones? Like, no matter what gets recorded, do you have to filter through them?
Yeah, I'll filter through them and I'll make sure they're
so good. Know this, folks. Your M-Chuck, no matter what you say, has to listen to you.
Yeah.
I might leave you a few messages myself.
You know what? It would be very disappointing if I sent that message. I would really like to get Bag Milk's take on this, but you know what? You guys are going to play Censor God.
I want to hear more.
To be fair, I only censor things if I think they're going to get us canceled or they could potentially get us in legal trouble. So as long as
we got to be respectful to our sponsors
and to ourselves.
Well, if someone records something that is like, I hate insert sponsor name here, like we're obviously not going to play that. But again, like if you have like an Oilers trade proposal, if you have an idea, here's a good one.
Oh God. Yes. Flooded.
All right, your M-Chuck, call it your turn.
June. Fuck, ding dong. Oh my God.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Mute Chalmers. Ding dong.
Who's there?
All right.
Maybe you have an idea on how the Oilers could improve their in-game entertainment or something like that, right? Like, ideas for us to shoot around. I don't know. Maybe you have
going to say it. We are sitting on a fucking hot rumor about what's going to happen for next year's in-game, and I hope we can share it with everyone. There, I fucking said it.
Yeah,
the Oilers are going to be so mad if you guys ruin that.
No, Chalmers.
We know something.
We know something, and we're going through the channels, and we really want to break it.
If I told you, Remchuk, what we knew, he'd be like, oh, I don't know. But the fact that we have a photo of it, your Remchuk?
It's legit.
Doesn't it make it way more legit? As a guy who doesn't tolerate conspiracies, were you impressed we have a photo of what we know?
Next year's countdown to the start of the season should be just like tiny little frame by frames of that picture.
Oh, it wouldn't take much to just, it would take like real tiny. And then you'd work all the periphery.
Yeah.
Omits a lot of the subject matter. And then
it wouldn't take, well, maybe I'm just, because I know what the photo is, I think it's going to be easier.
It'd be a lot of very boring days of people going, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or who is that? Perhaps it's a who.
Hmm. Interesting. Anyways, yeah, we know a secret and we're not going to say it yet, but
we're gonna though. We just have to be allowed. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. We're unfortunately going through the channels. We're doing something professionally. Anyways,
speaking of professionals, I just got my Yegg Coffee Club order.
Hey! That's what Frank was barking at.
Oh, excellent. Frank that's loves good the living. Coffee Club.
It just that's came live living. Like just then.
Yeah, that's what my dog was barking at. Is my Yegg Coffee Club order just showed up, and I'm very excited about it. This month,
there's a very, very high likelihood I packed that box bag note.
Brazil Sol de Minas is the roast from Aspen Coffee Roasters.
Why don't you go brew yourself up a cup and give us a review?
Brew yourself up a cup.
Air fry a cup.
YG Coffee Club.
If you can have like an air fryer French press fusion, where the air fryer heats up the coffee while it's being pressed in the press.
You know what? I feel like I need a French press. I've got a buddy who's getting really into making coffee, like at home. He's got a really high end
espresso maker. Whoa, this guy needs to calm down. Really into making coffee. Over here,
eh? Chalmers, come on. French press is legit. Thing, man.
And he's got a French press. He's got this guy will, my buddy boils water at certain temperatures for roasts.
He's one of these.
I went to this coffee place in Vancouver and I went for like the, you can get this like flight of coffees and you pick one of the beans, the roast that they have, and then they prepare it four different ways for you. And then you drink it the four different ways, different temperature, different, I guess we'll call it steeping, whether it be clover.
Can you tell the difference? I guess is my question.
Yes. Yes. And I think bag milk, I am a French press man.
See, I got to get one. I was actually telling Wanya, this is perfect. You guys can help me out. I was telling Wanya before we started, I think I'm going to buy myself. You guys are always talking about going and I'm always not able to because I just don't fucking do it. Like I might buy myself a new set of golf clubs here. So I get out in the mix.
Hey, do it.
Hack away. You guys always seem to have fun. I was looking at my golf clubs. They are fucking ratchet. I bought a shitty entry level set probably 15 years ago. A couple of them are a little dented. You know, a couple of wobblies out there.
Get
a little
treat yourself.
I think that's the move is to get myself a new set of clubs.
And there's a couple different spots like around Edmonton where you can go. And honestly, considering how many online followers you have, you might be able to find one of these spots to give you some like pretty comped because like a lot of them are cheap anyways. Like go to one of those like wholesalers or golf traders or whatever, and you can get a set for relatively cheap.
Jay, guess where I sent bag milk to go look? What store in the world would you send a man to get a good deal on golf clubs? No, good.
No. Clothes. The best.
The place, best.
The best deal in the world.
In the world.
For golf clubs. Now, I have to preface it. They are slightly used. So they're probably
one season tops
which used, which or is demo. Totally fine.
They have a deal with pro shops all around North America. Store is in one city.
One city, a magical city.
Magical city.
I looked at a wide selection of just sets, full sets.
Yes.
I think it'd be perfect for me.
They have
sweet spot.
They have the biggest moose in the world named Mac. They just took back their reign, their claim to fame from Norway. They tried to step up in the moose game.
Make a bigger moose than Mac the Moose.
Try not to make today, a big you can't beat Mac,
Prick
man.
Move. Prick move. Man,
you can't beat Mac. They tried.
A bigger
got
statue
them.
Prick move.
Prick so, move.
They tried to prick move us. You're right, Chalmers. It almost became a war with Norway. And I love Scandinavia. I almost had beef with Norway, but we got through.
Little do they realize that meth heads burned down Mac the Moose, and we got to rebuild with insurance money, and we made it bigger than theirs ago.
Is that really what happened?
Tell
maybe.
No,
there was some vandalism. So there was a lot of vandalism to Mac the Moose, and then there was
someone lit it on fire.
Yeah, well, I think part of that was like not.
Is that considered vandalism?
It didn't fully go up in flames. Like he was still standing, but because of that damage, he was in disrepair. There was
you just feel
the government didn't want to put in some money into it, so the community got together. They were selling T-shirts. Save
you
know it.
Did you say the name of the store already?
Yeah, what's going on?
I did like 10 minutes ago.
Sweet spot in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Come on, Thomas. Stay with us here.
Oh, for all the people that want to drive to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, from
you
Edmonton,
buy online.
Jobbers, you go on the internet and you drive there in milliseconds.
They deliver.
What a recommendation.
Okay, but also, hey, are they not?
Hey, I
are
bought an not... air conditioner from China. I didn't go to China to pick it up.
Yeah, Chalmers clearly has never heard of the internet.
Okay, but are they Bezos not directly related? Are they not directly related to golf traders in Edmonton?
No.
No. Unless there's been some sort of consolidation. And we weren't informed.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the owner in 2 years.
Well, Chalmers, I want to hear your point. Buying golf clubs online. Go ahead.
Buying golf clubs online is not very smart. Golf clubs all have different lie, different launch angles. You want to look down at the club. You want to see how it looks.
Chalmers, I worked at Nevada Bob's for 7 years. I'll help them through the project. It's all the same.
So this would be my rebuttal, Chalmers. I don't give a fuck. I just want to go hack away.
Yeah.
Fair.
Well, then I don't think you need to order clubs from fucking Moose Jaw.
Okay, can I win?
You want a set of Cobras, so including everything but a putter for
I will not take the slagging of Moose Jaw. Right, yeah.
This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Maybe you guys can help me walk through the process. This is real life. I want to get myself a decent set of clubs that I can hang on to for a while. And I just want to hack away. I don't care if they're going to be customized. I just want a solid, legit
pro line, not fucking Wilson's. You want to get something that's like a good club that'll.
Yeah, I just want to get a good set of clubs.
You want to go with like a Titleist or a Ping or a Callaway. You want
sweet spot. 1 year used.
Yeah, they'll all have like different lines of clubs, so they'll be like bigger cavity backs with bigger sweet spots. That's for kind of your beginner, and then you'll have just your regular run-of-the-mill clubs for your average golfer. Then you'll have your Blade, which doesn't have a cavity back. Those are hard to hit. Those are for professionals. So Bag Milk, you're going to fall somewhere in between the average set of golf clubs and maybe a bigger cavity back, which is a bigger head, a little more of a forgiving iron. Those ones are going to be a little bit cheaper as well. So Callaway, Ping, I mean, you're probably looking, if you wanted to get a full set with you know, all your irons, a three wood and or a hybrid and a driver, a putter and two wedges, you probably could get into something for, I would say, around $600 to $800 low end.
This is what I was going to say. This is I was going to spend like $1,000 on a set of clubs.
Well, then you're going to get so like you can get a whole set of a really good irons for like $1,000. But if you're looking for a full set, $1,000 will definitely get you into like a starter level Ping or Callaway. Or
at motherfucking Sweet Spot, you will get the woods too.
And when you go to sweetspot.ca, it says other stores, and then you click other stores and it says Edmonton, and there's one of their stores in Edmonton.
So then they've grown. That's great. Good for him.
Easier.
He started just as a guy that had like the store was so small. Now he's taken up the whole entire main floor of the building.
He's a great guy.
Golf simulators up top.
Yep.
He's the golf guy.
Is this the same place you used to get like the tennis rackets at and everything?
No, that's the one
over by like the Garneau Theater.
Yeah, that's a tennis store.
Different sweet spot.
That's probably why they're called Golf Traders in Edmonton. There's a name beef. Bag Milk, I've got a set of clubs I want you to take a look at. If you like them, they're yours.
We're getting cheaper here.
Are they the Zunos?
No.
Which one?
Oh, they're 1970 blades, Chalmers.
You've never seen them. Yeah, they're
1970s blades, 8 degrees upright, 2 degrees extended. Yeah.
Well, Jay, one question iron. I have is you are a little bit taller than me. Would that be an issue?
No, they're not. They're a standard. This is a standard club. But take a look. If you don't like the look, don't worry about it. Don't feel forced to do it.
Free is always good. I'm not really necessarily concerned about the look. Like I said, I just want like a decent set of clubs where I can go when I'm fucking. Really, all this comes down to is I need to find ways to get out of my fucking house. There's a driving range not far from here. Just get out when I'm a little squirrely, hack some balls on the driving range, go for a round maybe. That's all I'm looking to do.
100%. I think they're Nikes.
Oh, I'm basically
and then tired. I got the Rocket Ball wood set for you.
Ooh, hell yeah.
East.
Yeah, let me I'll have a look at that. Cause like I said, I want to just get out and hack away because I'm starting to go crazy in my house.
Now with the money you just saved, because Jay technically just saved you that money, you have to get $1 bills and you have to make it rain on Jasper Avenue with the full set of money. And just throw it in the air and walk away.
I'll just put up my money on tees and just hack away.
Yeah.
Set it up in the corner.
Throw it at people.
Bills. Yeah.
I went golfing yesterday. And that was a mistake with how I felt after my second dose. And sure, that might be an excuse, but I legitimately felt like it had an impact on my game.
It probably did.
I teed off yesterday at 6:25 and still comfortably got 18 in, which was great. I love this time of year.
Buddy, this is the Canadian advantage. Everyone gets so jealous. Like, you can literally tee off at 7 o'clock. You could tee off at 8 o'clock if the course is dead and zip around in 2.5 hours.
100%.
Like, the amount of sunlight we get for time for golf, like, it allows like people to like work full time and not disrupt their day and still be able to golf if you love golf. Like, it's wicked. And even any other outdoor activity, like,
yeah,
summer, Canadian summers are the fucking best.
I bet you the disc golf guy is so pissed off right now listening. He's like, what the fuck are they talking about normal golf for?
Well, I'm going to get in the mix this year. This is the year of bag milk on the links. I'm ready. Yeah.
Well, I've got Josh Park working on a time sensitive project, but maybe we can line up a disc golf get together here soon. So, Prez, if you're listening,
now you're happy again. Let's swing it back to disc golf
next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend.
I'm out of town.
Chalmers, what did you think of Ronaldo dissing Coke and wiping $4 billion off its market cap?
Dude, that was insanity. So he went up to a press conference and they're sponsored by the whole thing, sponsored by Coke, the whole tournament. So of course they had product placement in front of Ronaldo when he was going to sit down. But when Ronaldo got up to the table, he picked up all the pop.
He made a face like they'd left a bucket of sewage on the table, first of all.
He's a Crystal Pepsi guy.
His own drink called Agua or something, like a water.
No, just water. He just said drink water, Bebe Agua.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought it was a product named Agua.
No,
like, what?
No. He just said drink water, don't drink
coke. Immediately, within like 5 minutes afterwards, the stock price, the market cap went down $4 billion. The most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The world's so tightly wound.
Oh, yeah.
Bebe Agua.
That's crazy.
What else,
that's
you, got,
just
what else
crazy.
You got on your sheet, or are we ready for a current event with Chalmers?
Well,
I'm ready for current events. Let's go. Skip it. Let's go.
All right, go.
The Fight Game has got a new star that everybody should know. This person has become an internet sensation.
Yes.
And his name is Hasbulla Magomedov.
Hasbulla.
He is an 18-year-old.
Is it the guy who's got that, he looks like a kid, but he's not?
Yes. Yes. And he's 18 years old, but he looks and acts and talks like he's 5 years old. And he has
fights people
on Twitter. He's from, I don't know if you know anything about Dagestan, but Dagestan is the wrestling capital of the world. Basically, if you are a boy and you are living in Dagestan, you compete in wrestling. It is not a question. It's like hockey here, right? And they take it so serious. They have like 12 world champions in a row. It's where Khabib is from, the MMA fighter, who's considered the best wrestler ever in MMA. It's amazing to think what this country, this small little country in Eastern Europe, has done with wrestling. But so, yes, he's become famous because he's putting up workout videos and fight videos, and he's gone viral on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And now, here's the kicker. Okay, you got yourself an 18-year-old kid or guy with that looks like a 5-year-old making fight videos. Well, what do you think we could do to further this story? What is the chances there is another Dagestani boy who's 18 years old and looks like he's 5 and has the same degenerate? Well, there is. And his name is Abdu Rozek. And they will be fighting each other in a legally sanctioned bout. It will look like 2 5-year-olds. Beating the shit out of each other. and I'm telling you right now, I thought the Fight Game got wacky when YouTubers and TikTokers were fighting. It is next level fucking wacky.
Wow.
It is going to be incredible. You guys got to search this kid up. It's just, he trains with Khabib in Dagestan. Like, he has won the hearts of him. What's that?
I would bet Wanye's seen him on Instagram and just doesn't know that's the person we're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Thought it was a 5-year-old, like, throwing punches. He's running down a beach, throwing punches with boxing gloves on. Like, in like Apollo Creed or something in Rocky.
Holy like, mackerel.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Dagestan's like, see, they laughed when we used to vent all our nuclear waste into the drinking water. Yeah, who's laughing now?
Out of 10. How was that?
Double viral.
Current event.
That was first off, great, Chalmers. I'm glad you brought that up, Chalmers.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like the segment. I think the segment's good. But I also think it's funny how Chalmers comes to the podcast every week with like a different obscure like internet fighting thing, or talks about how like he's starting to like gardening, or talks about his, you know, U11 baseball rules and like, you know, intriguing stuff. But as soon as anyone's like, hey, we should talk NHL trade rumors, you're like, oh, who gives a shit? That's the dumbest fucking subject I've ever heard. Bagged milk is like, I have a friend who's getting really into coffee, and you're like, God, what a loser. Oh my God, what a dipshit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
I didn't call him a loser. I just said that this guy needs to maybe take the action down in his household if he's really getting into coffee. And that's like, just slow it down, bro.
You're getting into gardening.
Holy fuck. You're this making Yaremchuk's job
down,
difficult today.
He's got
also, Yaremchuk, the name of this podcast is Real Life, not Trade Talk.
Ooh.
The name of this podcast isn't weird internet celebrities fighting either. Like, what?
But Chalmers would want to talk about NFL Trade Talk all day long.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Buddy, listen, you guys, you keep trying to corner me with this. I will talk NHL with you guys till the cows come home. When the NHL is in season and the Oilers are in it.
Who are you? Right, the now? NHL talking police?
No.
What, you work for Trade Talk?
To talk about. It's like.
It's part of a balanced breakfast.
It's part of a balanced breakfast. Okay, here's one other update. You know, yeah. Sons in Four guy, the guy that got the fight that we talked about last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy has now been on like 10 different podcasts. He's in touch with Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. That guy might even get to do a shoot around at the next Suns home game. And he's selling shirts with a pretty big media company and getting half the money. This guy has turned one little internet viral video and it is changing his life. Interesting as shit.
Totally. Imagine when these 5-year-olds fight each other, the merchandising.
There was also another fight that probably nobody heard of, but do you guys follow a lot of Instagram golf, like golf Instagram, sorry?
Yep.
Like it's really having a moment right now. Instagram golf and Instagram is having a big moment with guys like Manolo, the teacher who gets nasty and likes to wag that
shit.
Don't be nasty. But this one wasn't really televised. There's this thing called the Corn Ferry Tour, which is basically where it's like the minors for the PGA Tour. And you go there if you can't keep your card or you're trying to get your card. Well, there was a legit scrap where a guy got arrested between two players. I don't know. I find that stuff very interesting. This guy wasn't helping anybody look for their balls. He wasn't putting the pin in. And because of that, they were falling way behind. And when you fall behind in a tour like that, you could get a penalty. And so the other guys on 8 said to him, like, hey, maybe we'd catch up if you helped us look for the ball, or if you put the pins in and like we're not being such a douchebag. Well, he said maybe you guys should hit it straight, and confronted him. They got in a fight. They went to the ground. The dude that was being the dick basically wouldn't let him up until he said uncle, which is like the most emasculating thing you could possibly do to a person.
Yeah.
Well, his dad, who's a caddy, waved a putter around in front of them, keeping people away from intervening. That's hilarious shit, man. Wow. I love where we're at right now in the world. But I was also driving down the street thinking to myself, could you imagine if the Oilers were still in the playoffs right now? Could you imagine how much better life would be? There's still competitive hockey, and we don't get it. And yeah, talking about trades and stuff, all that does is just remind me of the shit.
I had a call this morning with a guy out of Montreal who's clearly a Habs fan, and I'm jealous with his excitement. I'm jealous of how excited he is.
Like, when the weather gets nice, I tend to check out of the NHL playoffs for a bit, but if the Oilers were still kicking in this thing, it'd be my whole life right now. Like, it's all we would be talking about is like, okay, like lineup changes, Game 3, coming back to Edmonton. Like, it really does suck.
Totally. I was all in. I would never have said, fuck this, boring. Like, let's not talk about it.
Were you, Chalmers? There was only one Cowboy Chris in the whole playoff run.
Yeah.
You know, I was out of town.
Well,
do that to me now.
He was pacing himself.
Yeah, there was some ways to make it work.
Cowboy Chris was so impactful. He opened up a black hole and sucked the 2021 Oilers into it.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the other thing is like, we did it. We lost. And I was just like, I don't know if I really want to be like, if I go on again and we lose, I don't want to be the reason. I don't know. I'm a little superstitious that way. I don't know. It's weird.
I wear a different hat.
My buddy's dad is a huge Habs fan.
You're not allowed to talk about your buddies. Chalmers will get bored.
Oh, sorry. my buddy's dad is a Habs fan, and they won a playoff game this year that he didn't watch, and then they lost the next game when he did watch. So he's decided to, he's like, I'm bad luck. So he actually won't watch them anymore, even though he's like a diehard Habs fan.
And I respect the game.
No, see, I have a problem with that. Like, I understand like having fun little superstitions and shit, but like, what is even the point of cheering for a team if you're just going to like, be like, oh, it's bad luck if I like that's there's no point in like being a sports fan then if you're like, well, I'm bad luck if I watch them.
It's true.
I think if you care about something, you let it go.
But it's nice. It's nice that you can feel like you're a part of the team's success. I think that's the
are you? But you're not a part of it because you're not even watching. You're just like checking your phone to see if they won.
Not at all. But it feels like you're doing something to help the team.
Of course.
But like, I won't go that far. Like, I won't let myself trick myself into a superstition like that. But like,
yeah,
wearing the same shoes, the same jersey, yeah, whatever like that, like that, doing my part. Like, yeah.
Being also, jerseys, I might have to look for a fucking deal on some jerseys here if the Oilers and Nugent Hopkins grind their way to common ground, as Elliot Friedman
said. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Save you on golf clubs, you'll have tons of jersey budget.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do I need to get, Tyler? Four?
Well, I don't know what they're rocking next year. I was talking to a guy about this the other day, and I think the navy blues, those like all blue and orange ones that they were rocking in the playoffs, those are going to be the homes next year. They love them, though.
I thought they're bringing the royal blue back.
Yeah,
is that going to be the third jersey now?
So the guy I was talking to said when the Adidas like order forms came out and all that, the royal blues weren't on there yet. And I think the plan, if I'm like reading between the lines here, is that they have a lot of stock of like the royal blues and all this shit because no one could go to Rogers, right? No one was buying the jerseys there. So I think they're going to do 1 year where they actually keep it the same and it'll be the royal blues with the oranges as like a third jersey, a second home jersey, and then the regular white jerseys. And then I actually have a funny feeling they're going to make the reverse retros the away jerseys the year after. I think we might see more of those coming up.
So you're thinking I'll have to buy three then?
I think you'll have to buy three, yeah. I think you'll have to get an orange, a white, and a navy blue.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. Also, Wanya, if you're wondering why your mic keeps getting muted, it's because it sounds like you're shuffling a deck of cards whenever you walk around. So I just had to keep
it. I don't know what to do about this. I got to get some sort of... When that guy in the review said, I can hear the noise of someone's beard, I was like, I am mortified. That is terrible. And now that you were muting it, I apologize again. So that's it's a big sorry to everyone. I'm trying to walk around in my house while I podcast. I might be going insane. And I have a big, long pandemic beard that's wrestling on the mic. Apologies.
One guy in one of the reviews. No, this was an Oilers Nation radio one. This is before we fixed Rick's beard. He blamed it on me. He was like, I know your guy's shtick is to be like, you know, not professional, but you need to get a producer who gives a shit. And I was like, oh,
no, it's terrible. Ouch. Makes me vulnerable as fuck. And
perfect.
I
now he can take that to the voicemail line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
How can you possibly say that your M-Chuck doesn't give a shit about this podcast? All you like, he just wants to talk Oilers, man. That really moves the needle. I mean, nobody's thinking more of this podcast than your M-Chuck.
Your
M-Chuck
that.
Cares. You're very professional. You just want this podcast to be something entirely different.
Hey,
with people on it and you.
I got a question. Jay and Chalmers, you guys bought Pelotons before as the pandemic started, yes?
Yep.
Are you still using them like often?
I was a four to 5 day a week guy, and then I moved into my new house and it's been a grind. I got to get back on it. Chalmers just uses it as a clothes dryer.
Okay. Just because I don't use it, I go through like these things where like I'll use it for a week, 3 days, like 3 days in 1 week, and then I'll just like fall off. Right now, I've been, you know, golf, kids, baseball, work. It's a lot. And
Chalmers, you don't even golf that much. You were supposed to golf yesterday, and you didn't.
I was not supposed to golf yesterday.
You started the Wednesday Friday movement in the group chat to golf.
My son's baseball is Monday, Wednesday. You need to go back and relook at your facts. I was Thursday, Friday.
Probably
we always have baseball on Monday and Wednesday. It is a constant. But here's the kicker. It's not the most expensive coat rack that I've ever bought because I have a wife that uses it every single day. So even though I'm not using it, she is. And in my opinion, you know, that's fine by me. I'm not regretting it yet. Now, do I like that exercise? No. I hate riding a bike.
If you let your wife get way fitter than you and you don't go on the Peloton, she's going to ride that thing right out of your life.
Well, that was my question, was asking about your your guys' fitness as the pandemic has gone through. Because I picked up a new hobby so I don't go insane. I'm trying to figure out how to skip rope and get good at it. I think there's something cool about watching boxers, you know, when they skip rope and they got like, it almost looks like a little dance they're doing. I like it. So anyway, 100%. I'm really bad and my fitness is atrocious. So that's why I was curious how your guys' fitness has been, assuming you had been Pelotoning for a year and a half.
Oh, it was really good. 2 months, like I told you, since we moved in the new house, it's been a bit of a lapse. I played hockey's back. So my morning hockey crew is back at it. So I play once in a while. I played hockey for the first time in like 7 months on Tuesday morning. That 2 months off the Peloton. Holy shit.
Yeah. Like
that
I bet.
That was a grind. I am out of shape and I got to get back.
Yeah. I can't say that I'm probably in, you know, some of the worst shape that I've been in a while. And I've constantly, like every week, it seems to be like, okay, this is the week it's going to happen. Now I need someone to hold me to it. And so I've asked my 10-year-old son, who loved getting up in the morning and working out with me, like not riding the bike, but doing like workout classes to keep daddy responsible. And, you know, with getting your second vax and everything starting to open up, I'm assuming that pretty soon we will be able to travel. And so I have booked myself 2 vacations. So now I've got the motivation. So you know what I thought? Thought to myself, what better day to start than the Monday after Father's Day, when I can lay on the couch and watch the US Open, eat bonbons for all I care, drink a bunch of beers, and then Monday, really get into it. So let's keep each other responsible, JR. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm playing hockey again tomorrow. So I'm already on the path. I'm playing hockey again tomorrow at 6 a.m. And I'm going to start riding the Peloton. If I want to try to golf 1 to 2 days a week. So I'm going to try to ride the Peloton 2 to 3 days a week.
We should all take videos of ourselves skipping rope. I'll bet you it's astonishing, man, how bad we are.
Buddy,
it's hard.
Like, it's hard. What's the longest you gone? Like, I don't know how people, like, how you can skip rope for more than 2 minutes.
So now I'm about a week in to this new obsession of mine. And my fitness is not good enough to go beyond a minute, if I even get there. Secondly, I'm so bad at it that my arms and my legs and my ankles are covered in whip marks, which is I either got to get better at this in a hurry, or I'm going to develop a new kink. Those are the only 2 options here. But to ask how long, like this morning, I went for 20 minutes this morning, but actual skipping, 7 or 8 minutes at best.
Do you have exhausting. A heart rate monitor?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got an Apple Watch, so that's why how it's watching.
So what are you kind of peaking out at in the middle, like at the high end of your skipping?
High end, it gets to 158, 160.
Whoa!
During when game...
It's honestly, dude, you rip through 10 calories a minute, and that's me not skipping for the entire minute. The amount of it just, it is an incredible aerobic workout, but it will humble you greatly if you are not in shape.
When game 2 of the Oilers Jets series went to overtime, I put on my girlfriend's heart rate monitor and mine got up to 155 during overtime. I was stressing
sitting
the hell
and watching
out.
The game?
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Just sitting there in a chair watching the game, like holding my, I had my hand on my heart. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die if they don't score. And they didn't, but I didn't die. So it all worked out.
Well, it started for me. Like I went out there's a park near me. So I took my dog out and I had him on his long extender leash and I was running with him and I was having a good time, but fuck me, I got tired really quickly. So like to Jay's point, if I got called by one of my buddies to go play hockey today, it would be a real problem in terms of fitness for me. So I need to sort that out. Hence the skipping.
What time do you play hockey at usually, Jay? Like bright and early in the morning?
Yeah, sorry, I said 6 a.m. It's 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the best. That's
really fucking early.
That's way early.
Yeah, yeah, that's too early for me. All right, we're going to slowly start wrapping this up. But before we do, first off, need to let you know that our friends at Neo Financial care about your finances, and it is a great way to start saving some money. Check them out, Neo Financial. Also, if maybe you got a little bit of extra money, and you're thinking of doing a little bit of betting on the U.S. Open. Charles, you mentioned it this Sunday, Major Sunday, one of my favorite. I love a good Major Sunday where you just plant yourself on the couch and do nothing but watch golf for like six hours.
Okay, so I'm going to bet. I'll bet this weekend with you guys. I don't have anything to do. How do we bet on golf? I've never bet on golf. What's the ticket here?
So there's a few ways to do it. First off, you can pick just an outright winner, and the sports books will update the leaderboard throughout the round. So if you wanted to, like Saturday night before you go to bed or Sunday morning when you wake up, sit there, look at the leaderboard. The odds will change based on where they are, and you can just bet on that. You can also do like head-to-heads or three balls where they'll give you two or three golfers and you pick who's going to win out of the two or three. And that's a fun way to do it too, especially if you know there's going to be like a couple of big groups on TV. And it's really fun too, because you're kind of stressing every single shot. Like it gets a ton of fun. So I usually do that. I'll pick a couple guys who I think are going to win. And then on Sunday, I'll usually pick like a couple of matchups that I want to keep my eye on and pick a winner, do some fun little parlays and all that shit. So there's a lot of different ways to bet on it though. Like you can even do like how many strokes will the lowest score be on that day and all that shit. It's a lot.
Yeah, I keep it simple.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my cousin, he's a golf bettor, and he does really well at it. And what he does is he takes about five golfers right off the bat. You know, the odds are just astronomical, obviously, because, you know, you're betting on a field of 122 or something like that in the U.S. Open. Right. But then he goes and he sees, like, how guys are progressing. And then the big bets he places are Saturday night.
Yeah.
And if you pick five guys in the top 10 and you put a bunch on each of them, chances are is you're going to come out in the money, especially if you hit like the right one on. And if let's say you had even after today, right now we got Brooks Koepka's in the lead, tied with two other guys like Matt Wolf.
Yeah.
Matt Wolf doesn't have a very good history of contending in majors, and Brooks has won this thing twice. So he would be probably a smart bet to make like tonight. You know what I mean? If he stays in the league. So you look for players like that. And then you try to just try to get the one that hits. The only way you'll win is by getting to actually pick a winner. The ones that you're M-Chuck, you can have a lot of fun on betting guys against each other. And that's a way to do it like every single day and have a lot of fun and a winner at the end of the day. So that's my opinion, at least.
Yeah. I like to, before the tournament starts, I'll go and I'll make like 3 to 5 bets on players to finish in the top 10 that I think they can. And it's the odds are so, like, that's the thing about golf. Like the odds before the tournament starts are so high.
Yeah.
Especially if you can pick the outright winner, like if you can be like the outright winner, like favorite, if it's like Dustin Johnson or whatever, he's still like plus 600, plus 800, plus 1,000. Like it's still really high and juicy. So I do that. And then as the tournament goes on, I go like top five, like on Saturday, I'll make top five bets. And then after Saturday, I'll pick a couple horses and go heavier on for the outright win. But I'm cheering for my boy. I'm cheering for my boy. And I'm happy because I got him. I put him in the top five. To start is my boy Xander Schauffele. I feel like
he's doing well.
He fucked up at the Masters, so I think he's going to take a run.
He's a 2-under right now. He's looking good. He's one behind the lead.
Never rule out Brooks Koepka because that guy is a major machine.
One of the guys I put a bet on was Tyrell Hatton. I got him at 50-1, and right now he's already down to 17-1 because he's off to a great start. He's in the top five. So that'd be exciting for me.
50-1 to be in the top five?
No, he was 50-1 to win, and I took him, but now he's already 17-1 to win, like because he's in the top five right now. Like he's off to a great start, is what I was saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's crazy.
Oh man, my boy fucking Justin Thomas, though, is just not having it today.
No, he's not.
Just missed another par putt. Fuck me. I think some of the
big guys are struggling right now. Like, isn't Morikawa way down the leaderboard too?
I've seen Morikawa have a couple of rough shots already, actually. I'm not exactly sure where he is on the leaderboard either. Two Molinari's in the top 10.
this tournament is the one too that I don't know. Some people like it, some people don't, but they try to make this course so hard that guys like have trouble shooting under par. So like the score that wins this could be like five under. Like Bryson won it with minus six last year, and the next player was at even, right?
And so what's exciting when it's like that though. And yeah. I kind of like when the winning score is lower, because it can be easier for guys to make a quick charge, right? Like you somehow pull like an eagle out of your ass and it moves you up from like 40th to like the top 20. And it's like, oh shit, now you're back in contention.
Actual eagle?
Yeah. Like you find a bird.
What are the odds of that in the old betting tables?
Okay. We're going to wrap this up. Before I do actually though, Surveyor Brett, I liked your idea about playing the sound bites. We just ran out of time, so we might do that.
Let's play one. Let's come on.
Save it for Monday.
Just a couple.
You're
just a tease. A little taste.
Just a couple.
Here's a couple.
Ah.
Jesus Christ, Chalmers. Are you horny today? Like,
yeah, Chalmers got
is that one
fever.
Of the clips? Are you horny today?
I got three rounds of golf coming up this weekend and a Father's Day and gonna be a good weekend, bros.
See, that's why I need these clubs. You guys go out all the time. I'm in. Bag milk's in.
I've had clubs the whole time. They never invite me golfing. All right, here's the first clip.
Kidding.
Get weird. Oh, I'll play that again. Why not get weird? I don't know what we were talking about.
I have no idea what that's from.
The Tyler Urentia boudoir collection.
That could be from any episode ever.
Is that a clip from his OnlyFans account?
Ooh.
Do you have the answers?
No, Surveyor Brett just sent me random clips.
Oh my god! So there's no answers to these.
Give us another one.
There's another one.
Holy! Oh, I know what that is because that's me. I know what that is.
That's
me drinking. I did a shot of clam juice on the beat cast for the Edmonton Food Bank.
Let's hear that again.
Yeah.
Holy!
These are great.
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay,
we'll
one more. Let's put him back to work. Let's put him back to work for next week.
No. Par three golf courses. Par three. Like if you. What was that?
That's just one. My laugh was.
No, it was you funny laughing in the background.
Yeah. Well, here. We'll do it again.
No. Par three golf courses. Par three. Like if you. What was that?
Was that like almost like an Urkel-esque laugh?
Yeah, there's something
laugh,
there.
Man.
There's something
there. That's what I'm hitting your Amtrak with, the gold with bomb jokes.
Yeah. All right. That was only three of them. So we actually have like a handful more that we can get to on Monday's episode. So that'll be on Monday.
Suddenly we're so short of time, as though you have to catch a train in 1 minute that won't ever come back to the station.
It's going
to
be a long off season. I want to spread out the content we have. We're also next week, hopefully going to have some voicemails for people. I'm going to put those once again.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
please.
Okay. All right. The link is going to be speakpipe.com/reallifepod. It'll be on our Twitter and on our Instagram. I have a lot of editing to do on this podcast, so I'm just going to wrap it up. Shout out to our friends at the HGA Group, Twig and Berries, Neo Financial, and manscaped.com, where that promo code is real life and it gets you 20% off and free shipping. This has been episode 291 of the Real Life Podcast. We'll talk on Monday.
Great job on making it through the entire hour of the Real Life Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.